Stanley Tenen discovered that the Hebrew 230, 231, the Keepers, the secondary collision, and the anomalous second ricochet can be understood as evidence that the particle is still unsplit in some unseen dimension. Imagine a flat surface with two wormholes, a worm in each hole. Both one and the other moves, a mystery in two dimensions, but clear in three dimensions, when one sees the U-shaped tunnel containing just a single worm. The second conclusion from the reality of Jim's experiences is to observe that we can demonstrate a common source of the major languages of this divided planet, an alien source. Hebrew and Arabic derive from a common alien source, as does Greek, and by implication, English. We can deduce then that we are all alien-derived, all siblings and cousins, and the proof is in the very languages we speak and write. You may have wondered why an alien alphabet would have characters corresponding to A, B, and C, A, P, and X, Alphabet, and Jimal. Perhaps it is because the underlying multidimensional structure of these alphabets was given to various humans at various times, in various ways, by off-planet cultivators, as clues to our origins. Clues that would make no sense prior to today's emerging global view of other cultures. If this conclusion is true, and it may well be, then it inevitably follows that it will soon be time to drop our swords, erase our boundaries, share our earthly wealth, rejuvenate our beloved water planet, and celebrate the oneness of the human species with those whom the Native Americans have always called the Star Nations, the keepers of this garden. This, then, may indeed be just part of the ultimate significance of this remarkable book. The Jim Sparks account is one of the richest and the most credible documentations in all alien abduction history. This DVD includes in-depth interviews with Jim Sparks as well as many thought-provoking and leading researchers, such as the late Dr. John E. Mack, Stanton Friedman, Linda Moulton-Howe, Whitley Strieber, Bud Hopkins, and Michael Lindemann. Order from http://5thworld.com/keepersdvd, $20 plus shipping and handling, created by Infinite Communications, 235-234, The Keepers, Falling Fast Make Out Now, were tall, with that same leathery texture to their faces. Their eyes and heads are a little bigger than ours, but not nearly as large as the workers, and their eyes are much more focused. Both the supervisor beings and workers have bodies that are very skinny, almost atrophied. These observations came to me in the middle of what seemed like some sort of three-dimensional monster movie. Even though I was still frightened, I knew that my plan was working. I was keeping my mind going, I was taking all this in, I would remember it. The voice inside my head said, "Look," and the letter B appeared on the screen. I cried. I couldn't deal with the idea of having to go through this process 26 times, or God knows how many times. Maybe there were more letters in the alien alphabet that I had to learn to trace. I was already emotionally drained, and now this. The whole damned alphabet. I sobbed. Yes, appeared on the screen, followed again by B, and then what must have been the alien equivalent. And, as though they anticipated me giving them more trouble, along with the B I got a zap of increased air pressure against my ears and head, along with stepped up anxiety. I put up no fight. As well as I could, I learned to trace out that next alien symbol. The sooner I got it to their satisfaction, I figured, the sooner I could go home. Something was becoming apparent to me that may have already occurred to the reader, who is not under so much stress. The screens I was working with were part of a larger machine that could read my thoughts, anticipate my reactions, punish and reward. It had the ability to record my emotions, invading every private thought, mercilessly. I felt I was being used just as callously. Figure 6, learning letters while being supervised. In retrospect, I realized that this thing was some sort of manager or supervisor, while the others were underlings. This was organized like a beehive, with drones and workers. As I think back on my experiences now, I realize that I noticed something about those first two aliens I encountered. They seemed a little robotic, with rather unnatural movements. Their mannerisms were more programmed and methodical, whereas the larger supervisors had a fluid, more definitively biological movement. Even then I thought, the workers were the creation of the other, taller visitors. The workers are shorter, with large eyes and featureless, blank faces, leather-like in appearance. Some have wrinkled foreheads. The supervisors, as I was beginning to 36, 37, the keeper's alphabet can be created by shadows cast from a three-dimensional object rotated in a tetrahedron. Finalandefuturethoughts. The cosmos seems to abound with benevolent galactic federations and great alliances of interstellar civilizations, while we earthlings fight over dubious religious tenets, limited resources, and invisible political lines drawn across the soils of Earth in this remote backwater of the Milky Way. It seems that Earth will not be invited to participate in these great organizations so long as we remain warlike and disrespectful of the precious natural gifts of Mother Earth. So how do we get from here to there? Imagine, if you will, finding that the alien alphabet given consciously to Jim Sparks could also be generated by shadows cast by a three-dimensional object rotated in a tetrahedron. This research is underway. If Jim's experiences are real, and there is little doubt that they are real in my mind, and the minds of Linda Moulton-Howe, the late Dr. John Mack, and a host of other respected researchers and individuals who know Jim, then what can we conclude? Firstly, we can conclude that the hidden three-dimensional structure of our two-dimensional languages may be subtle alien metaphors to help us realize that our three-dimensional perception of reality is just a projected shadow from the higher dimensional reality in which the visitors reside. When our science understands that we live in a reduced dimensional view of higher dimensional universe, many mysteries will resolve, from Bell's experiment to the unified field theory. In Bell's experiment, for example, a subatomic particle is split, and the two halves spin off in mirror image curving paths occasionally. One half piece will collide with yet another particle and ricochet off at a new angle. At that precise moment, someplace else, the other half piece also ricochets off at the same new angle, despite having not hit anything discernible. Our science has relegated Bell's experiment to the "isn't that interesting?" category, whose implications have been largely ignored. But if every particle has higher dimensional components, then so does 233. Additional research has shown that the Greek and Arabic alphabets can similarly be generated by shadows. These discoveries might just open the door to a potentially great impact of Jim Sparks's story. Let me explain. The dramatic emerging view of the truly ancient origins of civilization on Earth, as depicted in Ashiana Dean's Voyagers series, and Zechariah Sitchin's Earth Chronicles series, for example, make it very clear that off-planet visitors have probably been involved with this planet since life began here, and a great many civilizations preceded the earliest ones of which we have surviving records. The first civilizations seem to have been planted here by alien visitors, and their development seems to have been carefully cultivated by alien overseers. The very alphabets of these civilizations are probably of alien origin. 232.